W.F. Howes presents an unabridged recording of My Life as a Yorkshire Vet by Matt Jackson Smith, narrated by me, Matt Jackson Smith. Dedicated to my daughter, Anastasia. You will nearly be a year old when this book is published, and I hope one day you enjoy reading it. An insight into the last 30 years before you were born. Love always, Dad.
Foreword by Peter Wright. When Matt joined us as a next-generation Yorkshire vet, I could see he would add a new and different dimension to our well-established and much-loved TV programme, The Yorkshire Vet. It was immediately obvious that this larger-than-life character, full of boundless energy and enthusiasm for his work as a vet and life in general, is a joy to behold. Animals have figured strongly from a young age of Matt's life, spending time on his older brother's dairy farm in Cumbria, as he grew up to obsessively watching documentaries about crocodiles and other wild creatures, which hold a great fascination for Matt, leading him to a passion for exotic species of animals. Indeed, in Matt's own admission, he should have lived in an era 65 million years ago, when dinosaurs roamed the earth. He'd have been in his element. Throughout the book, Matt's passion as a mixed-practice vet shines through. Mentally and physically, it is not an easy professional career path he is treading, administered to all species of animals, large and small, but it can be a hugely rewarding one. During his veterinary career so far, Matt recognises and records in this book the emotional highs and lows of dealing with his patients' conditions and illnesses. This rollercoaster ride of emotion, from the hilarious to the incredibly sad, Matt embraces it all with his unswerving dedication and love for his work. Whoever reads the book will undoubtedly endorse this view.
Author's note. I have been journaling and writing down my life and vet adventures for many years, everything from little anecdotes to full stories. For many people, COVID-19 changed a lot, and it was from then my journaling really picked up the pace as a way to reflect, remember, and to maybe, hopefully, one day compound into a book. I never thought that that door would open so soon, and when it did, I leapt at the opportunity. I love telling and hearing stories, and I am so grateful.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?